Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the 10th chapter of Pesachim, Mishnah Hey. Only 2 days left of Pesachim. Let me start Shkalim, Bezrat Hashem. So Mishnah Hey, Rabban Gamliel, Haya Omer. Rabban Gamliel would say, this should sound familiar from our Haggadah, Kol Shlo Amar Shlosha Davarim Elo BePesach. Someone who does not say these three things to the Pesach Seder, Lo Yatsa Yedeh Chovato. He is not Yotze. He has not fulfilled his obligation to do the mitzvah of talking about the redemption from Egypt. Ve'eluhen, these are them. Pesach, matzah, umaror. Pesach, al shum shepasach amakam al batei avoteinu b'mitzrayim. The Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, the Pesach Offering, is because that Hashem skipped over, passed over those houses of our fathers in Egypt on the way to kill the Egyptian firstborns. Matzah al shum shenigalu avoteinu b'mitzrayim. Matzah, because we were redeemed. And in our Haggadah, we actually say, and they did, our ancestors didn't have time for the botzek, for the dough to rise. Maror, shum shemaroru emitzrim et chaye avotein mitzrayim. And the maror is because the Egyptians embittered us through slavery and subjugation. The Mepharshim say actually they worked us so hard that the period of slavery was shortened and we got out years earlier. And the Mishnah continues, b'chol dor v'dor chaye avotom lirot et asmo. In every single generation, someone must see himself, kilu hu yatzam mitzrayim, as if he personally left Egypt. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vehigadta levincha bayom hahu lemor," you will tell to your children on that very day, saying, "Ba'avor ze asa Hashem li," because of this Hashem that Hashem did for me, "Betzeiti Mitzrayim," when I came out of Egypt. So the idea is Hashem acted personally on our behalf to redeem us personally from Mitzrayim. Also, "Ba'avor ze" connotes that because of these mitzvot. Because we are learning the Torah and doing the mitzvot of Hashem, that was reason to redeem us from Mitzrayim. The Mishnah continues, Lefichach, therefore that we've recognized this personal favor and love that Hashem has given us, Anachnu Chayvim Lehodot, we are obligated to thank, Lehalel, to praise, Leshabeach, to give Shevach, to give glory, Lefa'er, to give honor, Leromem, to raise up, Lehader, to glorify and respect, levarech, to bless, le'ale, to elevate, ol kales, to praise. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to remind you of a concept we've mentioned, that the Eskimo have a lot of words for snow, because they're very good at snow. They have a genius in recognizing different forms of snow. So too, the Jewish people have a lot of words for praising God, because we're, Baruch Hashem, good at that. So all of these praises, Lemisha Asalavoteinu Velanu, the one who did for our ancestors and us at Kolonisim Elu, all of these miracles. Hotzian Abdullahirod, he brought us from slavery to freedom. Meyago the Simcha, from suffering to joy. Meivul Yom Tov, from mourning to festival. Meafelor Gadol, from darkness to great light. Mishibud Legeula, from enslavement to redemption. But the Marlufanov Hallelujah, and we say in front of him Hallelujah. Now at this point in the Haggadah, we actually say Hallelujah. We begin the Hallel, but we don't complete it here because, as you know, it's almost time to eat matzah at this point. So Mishnah Vav says Ad Heichanu Omer. Until when do we say Hallel at this point in the Pesach Seder? Beit Shammai Omrim. Beit Shammai holds Ad Ema Benim Smecha. You say it up till Ema Benim Smecha. That's the end of the first section, and even though that includes Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, it includes a discussion of redemption, even though it hasn't really happened yet at this point in the Seder. Beis Hillel Omrim Ad Cholam Yishlamayin Amayim. Beis Hillel says, not so far. Actually, Beis Hillel says you go farther. Beis Hillel says you go to the end of the second section, the second Hallelujah, even though you're mentioning Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim in the second one, because you've already talked about Gula, so Beis Hillel says go ahead and keep talking about Gula. Now back in the Mishnah says, V'chotem Begula, and you conclude this section with a blessing on redemption. So we say this sort of this long blessing we're going to talk about right now at the end of this section of the Haggadah, right before we pull out the matzah and the maror and the chroset and everything. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer says, what is this blessing? It says, it's a sher ga'alanu ve'galat avotenu mimitzrayim. He says it's just a blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Galanu, V'lo Haya Chotem. And because it's not a long blessing, you don't make a chotam, which is a seal, which is the ending blessing. Now, this is something we see in a long blessing. We'll start Baruch Atah Hashem, and we'll have then a middle section, an arichas, a long section of blessing. Then at the end again, we'll have Baruch Atah Hashem, etc., returning to the main topic, and that's called a chotem. That's a seal, like it seals the document closed, it seals the blessing. So Rabbi Tarfon's opinion is it's the short blessing, so it doesn't need a seal at the end, but Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says we add something to that, it's not just Rabbi Tarfon's blessing, we add Omer Ken Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu Yagi'enu, he says, therefore Hashem, please bring us, Lamoadim Velir Galim Achreim, Habayim Yerketim Shalom, bring us to the next regel, the next Yom Tov, and the next holiday, the next seasons coming towards us in peace. So this is an interesting thing because there is a last day of Pesach. There's Achron of Shel Pesach, which is a Yom Tov, but it's not like something we say during benching in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We say, Hashem, bring us to the next holiday in peace, and the next holiday after Sukkos is Shemini Atzeret Simchat Torah. So there is something I've seen brought down that the entire period of Sfirat HaOmer is kind of akin to a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuot, that in reality Shavuot is sort of the last Yom Tov of the Pesach redemption season, because receiving the Torah at Har Sinai was the ultimate goal of the Geula from Mitzrayim. Anyway, back to the Mishnah and back to Rabbi Akiva's Girsa of this bracha. He continues, Smeichim bevinyan erecha, will be joyous in the building of your city, sasim bevodatecha, and really happy in the avoda. Maybe it means the avoda of building Yerushalayim or the avoda in the temple. Nochal sham min hazvachim, and we'll eat there from the zvachim. That refers to the chagiga, min hapesachim, and from the pesachim. Remember, we eat the chagiga before the Pesach, so the Pesach is nachal asova, so it's eaten when you're almost full. Ad baruch ata Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. So then he says, you do make, so recording Rabbi Kiva, you do make a chotam, you make a seal at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, because you've had this middle section, which is kind of like a tefillah in the middle of the blessing. Yeshar Kachachem, be well.